Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, I think if we're not careful, it's very easy to think a full spiritual life or life that God intended for us is the same thing that American culture or popular culture says to us, which is a good-looking life. Or, you know, kind of a white picket fence and perfect kids or more money every year, a nicer house every year. It's very easy to think mostly on the image and material side of what good life is. And I think the more I grow, the more I realize that good life, that rich, full life, it's a lot more about conversation. It's a lot more about making memories. It's a lot more about telling the truth to one another and praying with one another, walking well through life together than it is buying more and accomplishing more and going all the time.
Makes me think of that other passage about make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. I mean, we are such a results-driven society, aren't we? With, you know, produce, produce, achieve, achieve. Make it your ambition to live a quiet life. There's something about that that says, you know, I know who I am, so I don't really need you to know who I am, and I'm going to enjoy these private moments because those are the ones that we give up for the sake of ambition, don't you think?
I think that's true. I think we generally we get that wrong so often. Mm-hmm. We think that loud and showy is more valuable. We think that what other people think of our lives is more important. And I think there is so much to be said for the things that nobody sees, those private moments with your family, with God, with the people that you love. It's a little less glamorous, but it's much more rich.
Mm-hmm. There's such life in those places. And if we can learn to enjoy them and see what a gift they are. And you often hear of, you know, people who are in prison camps and things, and they come out, they'll tell you those are the things they miss the most. Those face-to-face with people that they love or just pausing and savoring the freedom of the moment. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.